I can remember the taste of ocean and the dark smell of impending rain. Our parents had given us reluctant permission to spend the night in the treehouse. From our perch high in an oak tree, we could see a faraway sliver of Long Island Sound. I can almost see myself, the way I looked before. A sweet girl, just 8. I was sturdy like my father, with his dark hair and olive skin. My mother brushed my hair into pigtails, and I wore sundresses with bare feet so I could climb. My brother Alex had stolen a can of tab from the pantry. We drank from plastic teacups, remnants of my girlhood set. Clouds moved over the moon. My L.L. Bean sleeping bag was too warm, and in the middle of the night, I slipped one leg outside the heavy fabric and touched my brother's foot with my own. The treehouse was a small structure shaped like a pirate ship. My mother used to laugh and say it had taken longer for my father to build the damn thing than it had for her to grow and deliver a baby. But by the time I was 2 and could climb the ladder to the top, it was finished. We had a large grassy yard. From the treehouse, you could barely see the peeling paint on our back door. No matter what happened inside, as it turned out, you wouldn't hear a sound. That night, our parents had given a small party. Alex and I often hid during their gatherings and watched the adults drink wine and act strange. My father grilled elaborate Egyptian dishes on the Weber, rice-stuffed pigeon, rabbit with mint, and my mother sat with her friends at the picnic table and smoked cigarettes furtively, the embers lending her face an angelic glow. The guests that night were Phil Salinas, an investment banker, Jessica Salinas, his newest wife, Adam Schwickrath, an orthopedic surgeon, and Donna Halsey, my piano teacher. My father teased my mother about Adam Schwickrath. He was the man she should have married, my father said, his words edged with bitterness. Dr. Schwickrath was wealthy and well-dressed, usually wearing khakis and a button-down shirt. Some evenings, he and my mother would talk to each other in soft tones, my mother laughing and lifting her head to expose her throat. Dr. Schwickrath had given my mother a wrap package that night, though her birthday had been weeks before. "Better late than never," he'd said, almost bashfully. As my mother opened the box and took out a pair of high-heeled shoes, I'd looked at my father, who was staring, his jaw set. He had written my mother a birthday poem, made her a pan of walnut brownies. "I just thought of you when I saw them, Jordan," said Dr. Schwickrath. "Are they the right size?" asked my father. My mother had peered at the strappy shoes. They were a silvery color, more expensive than anything we could afford, I knew. "Adam, how did you know I was a size 7? They're beautiful," my mother had said. She held a shoe to the light, admiring, but her hand fell when she saw my father's face. "Oh, never mind," she said brightly, dropping the shoes back in their box and placing it on a chair. "Let's have some appetizers, why don't we?" Alex and I snacked on corn chips, answering stupid questions about soccer, long division, and what we wanted to be when we grew up. Alex, who was 10, wanted to be a fighter pilot, and I, a ballerina. At long last, our parents said we could take our leave. We climbed the ladder quietly and lit the candle we'd taken from the sideboard. The caramel light made the treehouse seem otherworldly. It may have taken him a while, but my father had built our hideout with care, lining up each board, framing windows. My father loved to tinker in his basement workshop. My mother earned the money to pay for our real house, but my father took bits of driftwood or discarded lumber and assembled other dwellings. Besides the treehouse, he made me a dollhouse that I called the Fairy Lair. He told me long stories about the fairies who lived inside, and sometimes I would come home from school to find a new piece of furniture, a bed made of daisies or a bathtub carved from wood painted with flowers. He made birdhouses and gave them to friends as gifts. My father. He smelled like cigarettes and cardamom. When I was small and wanted comfort, he would put down the wooden spoon when he was cooking, or the pen when he was writing. Always, he would halt what he was doing and crouch down. I would press my cheek to his warm chest. In his arms, I was safe.